Welcome to the History Forward podcast. I'm Rachel Kulik, Curriculum Officer and Sessional Lecturer. Here, you will get inside stories from recent alumni on their educational journeys and what motivated and shaped their career paths. The purpose of this podcast is to raise awareness of the exciting and diverse careers achieved by undergraduate alumni of historical studies programs as told through their own voices, and to help inspire you to think about who you want to become and the skills you can bring forward. Thank you so much for joining in today. Now, let's talk history. Welcome back to the History Forward podcast. My name is Rachel Kulik, and today I'll be speaking with Nico Mara McKay. Nico is a Shirk-funded PhD student at the University of Toronto in history with a collaborative specialization in sexual diversity studies. Nico received their MA in history from the University of Guelph and their BA in history and art history from the University of Toronto. Their research focuses on non-normative gender expressions in late medieval Western Europe. You can find them on Twitter at Pluto Psyche and at nicomaramckay.com. Thank you so much, Nico, for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I've already revealed some of this information to our listeners in the introduction, but what is your connection to UTM, to the Department of Historical Studies? Which program did you complete? When did you graduate?
Yeah, so I completed my Honors Bachelor of Arts in 2019 with a double major in history and art history and a minor in history of religions.
Excellent, thank you. Could you tell us a bit more about where you're from and how you ended up coming to study at UTM and in your historical studies program?
Sure. So I am from the Toronto area and I've lived in Toronto now for almost 20 years. I began my undergrad at UT in 2015 at the age of 33, so as a mature student. I'd always wanted to go to university, but I couldn't afford to earlier. My partner and I had saved a little money, so I applied to UT and got in. And actually, at the time, I didn't realize that I was applying to the Mississauga campus. When you're a mature student, there's no one to really walk you through the application process and explain what everything means. But I came to really enjoy the campus and the professors there. I also love that there are deer on campus.
The wildlife is a hit.
Lots of Instagram deer.
Yes. Could you speak a bit more about your studies at UTM and why your historical studies program was a good fit? You had a couple of programs, I'm assuming. How did they fit together? Were there any challenges with doing several programs? Was there overlap?
There was a huge interest overlap for me. I was torn between whether I wanted to do history or art history, so I just did both. And I was also torn between wanting to study the Renaissance and art history specifically, or the Middle Ages and history. I mean, I like both aspects of both, but there was kind of like that bit of a pull. So I again, did both. Grad school forced me to pick one, but I still kind of really enjoy studying both.
So you're currently working on your PhD. Can you tell us a bit about your PhD research and how your previous studies influenced or how they have been useful in your research or other work that you're doing at this time?
Actually, a lot of things from my undergrad were really helpful as well. Like I did a research assistantship with Dr. Yvonne Levy, and that was really great for teaching me like how to do research in archives and like in library and gathering materials and putting them together. I also did a research internship at the archives, which was formerly the Canadian Lesbian and Gay Archives in Toronto. And that also was like me physically in the archives. Those early experiences during my undergrad really helped me when it came to doing things in my master's and in my PhD, knowing how things work, set up a research project and that kind of thing, which was really, really helpful.
Can you describe your path, how you began your MA and your PhD after your graduation from your BA? So you did an MA first, and then you came back to the University of Toronto and started your PhD?
Yeah, so they tell you, they being an anonymous kind of body of people, tell you that you're not supposed to get all three degrees at the same institution. So I went to the University of Guelph to do my master's in history, supervised by Dr. Jacqueline Murray. And she was the main reason that I went there as well. She's a fantastic, brilliant medieval historian. So it was a huge honor to study with her. And then I returned to University of Toronto to work, begin my PhD in history with a collaborative specialization in sexual diversity studies, supervised by Drs. Allison Moore and Isabel Koshlan.
You already spoke a bit about Professor Levy influencing your studies and your interest in archives and museums. Was there another particular professor or course at UTM that shaped the direction in which you went, either towards your current research or towards future career goals?
Yeah, I've got a few shout outs that I want to give here. So there are three professors and courses that really worked to change the way I thought about history and the history of religion. So Dr. Christopher Petrakis's History 101, Introduction to Historical Studies, literally taught me and introduced me to the academic discipline of history, which was far more vibrant and a varied field than I'd encountered in high school like a decade earlier. So that was a huge revelation for me. And Dr. Marie Cowan's class on the life cycle in medieval and early modern Europe was also fantastic. Ended up doing an independent study course during my undergrad that was supervised by her on sodomy in medieval and early modern Europe. The ideas that I was researching there continue to influence what I'm studying now. And Dr. Ken Deary's Religion 101, Introduction to the Study of Religion, was a course that completely reframed how I, as an atheist, thought about religion. And there are lessons that I continue to pass on to my students today when religion inevitably comes up in class.
It's great to hear about these influences coming from across these programs, right? History of religions, and the introductory courses and the impact that they have. Do you have any advice that you would like to share with students considering a historical studies program?
This is possibly coming from me as a TA. Do the readings. They're actually useful and interesting and will expand what you think about things, even the theoretical ones that are difficult. Read them a few times and listen to the professor. Hopefully it'll make sense. Go to office hours if you have questions. See your TAs. But seriously, history is a huge and varied discipline, and there are people doing fascinating things with queer theory, trans histories, post-colonial theory, indigenous histories, and so much more. And it's not just about memorizing names and dates of dead prime ministers. It's about figuring out why people made the choices they did, what impacts those choices have had, and what impact they continue to have on our world today. The media often talks about how our troubled times will be written, but wouldn't it be cool to become one of the people writing it?
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we didn't cover today? And I may ask you about your research.
I'm only a second year PhD student, which means that I've just finished my coursework and now I'm working on comps, which is where I read more than 200 books about history and theory. And then I begin my research starting in my third year. So I'm not actually at the stage where I get to do my own independent research like that yet. So most of what I've done is basically like my master's and what I plan to do going forward. So I don't know how much I can speak about it, but I can, if you have questions, I can answer some.
I'd love to hear more. So in terms of your readings, are you reading on a particular general subject, and do you have a specific subject within your broader subject of medieval Western Europe?
Yeah, so the way the history department works at U of T is that you usually pick a major field and two minor fields that you're studying and what your academic possibilities are for the future, like job market wise. My major field is in medieval history, and my minor fields are in the history of sex, gender, and sexualities, and the history of medicine, because my work focuses on medieval medicine and medieval queer medicine, or like queer applications or queer thinking about these things. So that they all kind of intersect. Hopefully I'll get a chance to teach it.
Well, I wanted to thank you for joining the podcast today, Nico. It's been wonderful to hear about your experiences.
Thank you for having me on. It's been great to talk about them.
If you enjoyed this episode and you know someone who would also enjoy this episode, please pass it on to them or share it with your friends. Like it, click the follow button, or enter your email on the blog to receive podcast updates. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to having you tune in next time to History Forward.